This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves, playing the second night of a back-to-back, summoned some second-half energy and rallied to whip Utah and Salt Lake City last night 120-113. Minnesota trailed by two at the half, then outscored the Jazz by 15 in the third. Anthony Edwards led the way with 35. Julius Randle chipped in with 27 and says,
"You know, it's going to be games like this. We got to fight. We got to claw. Find ways to win, and we did that. Tough back-to-back, but got the job done. That's all we can ask for."
The 7-4 Wolves have won three straight. They'll host Sacramento on Friday. The St. Thomas men's basketball team lost at Washington State last night 81-71. The Gopher women will host Marquette tonight. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says he has no regrets about calling a 3rd-and-1 bomb that was intercepted in Sunday's loss to Baltimore.
"Best receiver in football in a one-on-one with a run call you know you feel good about on 4th-and-1, I would not change that call."
O'Connell does admit that he did wrestle with that decision.
"Spent a lot of time thinking about that 3rd-and-1 call, you know, late into the evening to try to, you know, zero coverage Justin Jefferson on, you know, in a one-on-one situation. And there's a lot of 100 times you call that play, you don't think, you know, that 1 out of 99 where he gets tripped up and ends up being an interception going back the other way, not getting to run the ball on 4 downs. You know, as the head coach, you get to make decisions. And, you know, I made the decision we would be in 4 down even before that 3rd-and-1 at that point in time in the field. And came back to bite us for sure in a huge, huge way."
Minnesota will host Chicago on Sunday. Gopher head coach P.J. Fleck's team had a bye week last week and is now preparing for a Friday night game at 6th-ranked Oregon, which he says has a very good defense.
"You talk about, you know, Ohio State's front seven. I mean, this front seven is just as good, if not better. And when you look at them and you look at, you know, what the game looked like at Iowa, I think everybody understood, you know, what kind of matchup that was going to be. And it was exactly what everybody thought it was going to be."
This is MNN Sports.